You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In the lead-up to the Beyond the Visual exhibition of contemporary sculpture, designed to be experienced through multiple senses that move beyond the visual, at the Henry Moore Institute in Leeds, from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of the commission artists whose work feature in the exhibition. I'm delighted to say that I am now joined by London-based Korean artist and educator Serafina Min, who through her multidisciplinary practice through painting, sculpture, performance and film weaves narratives from a variety of different research sources. Hello Serafina, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you Toby. That was such a lovely introduction. I'm very glad to be here with you.
Firstly, Serafina, do tell me how you got into art and becoming an artist, and a bit of an overview of your work too.
Oh, let's see how I got into art. Oh dear, that's a really big question. I was always gravitated towards art more than just as a visual because it was a form of language to me. You see, the UK is the 8th country that I am living in at the moment. And with my family, we moved around different countries, experiencing different cultures and languages, of course. But I think because of that, as a child, I've always had a very strong love and hate relationship with languages. And one constant that I had with me throughout all the countries that we lived in was art, because I felt that that was one thing that I could communicate through, no matter what language or what culture the locals used around there. So I think that's how I got into art, which is more than just a form of visuals. And it has always been like that. And becoming an artist, that just made sense to me. It did take a little bit of time for me to convince my parents that that was also a path for me. But they're in full support right now, which I feel very privileged of.
So tell me all about your commissioned work that will be on display in the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute, as I believe all your work can only be experienced through audio description?
Yes, that is true. So it is a sculptural work. I will be exhibiting three sculptures that can be accessed only through audio. So the audio will have my voice describing each of them, and the theme of those sculptures will be around various linguistic expressions about death. It will be explained a little bit more when you come to the exhibition and you listen to the work. However, just to give you a short preview, I can tell you how I came about this topic, which is rather a strong and bold topic, I believe, you know, anything to do with death. So to give you an idea where my inspiration came from, when I briefly taught at a blind school in South Korea, and I was teaching art back then, I remember one day one of my students came over to the art classroom and he just came up and asked, "Teacher, what is death?" And I thought, oh dear, I thought I was ready for the day, but not for this. I was not ready to answer this question. However, the question came, and so I thought, okay, I need to answer, what is death? So I started to explain to this blind student of mine who was born blind, and he had recently lost a family member. He asked me what death is and told me that I asked other adults, and they told me that death is when you can't see that person anymore and you can't feel that person anymore. But teacher, I was born blind, and so that's my everyday life anyways. I can't see a person who's in front of me, and I won't be able to feel that person unless that person comes close to me first. So that definition of death that other adults told me doesn't really make sense. So I thought, okay, maybe I should go through some medical process of death first. So I started to tell him that, when a person dies, it means that the person's heart stops beating, the blood stops circulating, and I started to go on, and I could just see that the student was not really getting it. And so I changed my direction and I told him that, you know how in Korean we say someone returned or someone went back instead of saying that someone died? In English, people say someone passed away. And in other cultures, they say that someone went downstairs or someone went up. Someone's chewing dandelions from the roots. And I started to go through some of these expressions about death. And I think that's when things started to click. And so from that experience, I was inspired that, a lot of abstract concepts we go through in our daily lives, it's not only visual, that it's actually more felt and experienced rather than seen. So that's where my commissioned audio work comes from, inspired by that experience I had with my former student.
Serafina, you obviously are sighted, but you're working in a medium which is only accessible through listening, through audio description. And I wondered, from a sighted person's point of view, what do you gain and benefit from interacting with work through just audio and maybe not using your sight?
It just opens up a whole new world, really. For me personally, I've always found non-visual aspects of art a lot more intimate. So, for example, if it's an audio piece, usually nowadays they come with headphones. So you're inside this imagined space by yourself, and there is this sound very close to your ears as if someone's whispering to you. I think that's a very intimate act. Same with touch as well. And the kind of distance you feel between you as a viewer or an audience and the work that you're experiencing, combined with non-visual senses, it really connects you more to the message or the subject that the work is trying to describe or trying to convey to you. So, as a sighted person, I've always preferred works that has multiple sensory aspects than just one. Thinking about your question, Toby, made me also think about the process that my current and my former visually impaired or blind students go through whenever they create an artwork. So, for example, let's say that Toby, in front of us, we have a vase of flowers. And for me, as a sighted person, I can draw that vase of flowers within 2 seconds. It won't be a good drawing, I would say, but I could draw it in 2 seconds without having any other interactions than my gaze to the subject. But for my students, in order for them to draw that vase of flowers, they would need to reach out and they'll need to guess, okay, how much do I need to reach out so that I can touch that vase of flowers? And when they do touch, they will feel maybe like the cold temperature of the ceramics of that vase. And then they're going to lift it up and see how much water they can hear or feel inside, how heavy it is. And then they go up to feel the stem and how long the stem is. And then what kind of flowers is it? How many petals does it have? What kind of smell does it have? And is it soft? Is it prickly? Do they have any thorns? And so for my students to create this one piece of drawing that many sighted people would do in a short amount of time, my students actually need to spend a long, very intimate amount of time to interact with that subject. And so whenever they do an artwork about a subject, I can feel that. I can see and I can feel how much thought and how much intimate relationship they had with the subject. And that does affect the work. And I would say it feels, at least to me, perhaps I'm biased because I'm their teacher, but I'd like to think that my students' artworks hit a lot closer to the fundamentals of the subject they're trying to study, if that makes sense. And so I think the same kind of process could be very much valued when it comes to viewing an artwork as well, for an audience to spend that much time actually studying that artwork.
And are there any works of art that are on display in the Beyond the Visual exhibition that you're looking forward to experiencing yourself?
I'm just very excited to see all the other artworks, including, I mean, you briefly mentioned that yesterday you interviewed Ken and Aaron. Both of them are such inspiring figures as artists and as scholars as well. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing all the other artists, including Ken and Aaron. I'm excited for myself, of course, but I'm also excited for my current students because it's not an everyday opportunity for my students to be able to experience or see artworks that are done by blind or visually impaired artists. It's quite an amazing opportunity, actually.
Serafina, if people would like to find out more about you and your work, is there a website that they can go to find you and maybe follow you on social media?
Yes, I am on social media. You can find me and you can always message me on Instagram at SERAF underscore INAMIN.
Well, to find out more about the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute, including Serafina's commissioned work and all the other artists' work that will be on display from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026, do visit henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. And Moore is spelt M-O-O-R-E, so that's henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. Well, thank you very much indeed, Serafina, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about your commissioned work for the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute.
Thank you very much, Toby. I look forward to seeing everyone there.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.